Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon, final hour for us. Victory Monday.
Victory!
Final hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Falcons win yesterday over Tampa. Get to 5-3, 4-0 in the division. We'll let you hear a little bit of that. We'll get into a college football corner at 1:20 as well. Haven't had time really yet today to talk about what happened on Saturday. And I know it's Monday, but start looking ahead to what's going to be a really fun Saturday this coming weekend as well. And then we'll get the phone lines open for an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic? Also, Falcons fans, feel free to call in and talk about yesterday if you'd like to, but we'll do all of that in the final hour.
I got a question, Bump, because, you know, I'm not one of them that, like, that pile on. And if somebody, if somebody has a problem with something, or I let them say they have a problem with something before that. Y'all going to get off my man D-Wade, all right?
Oh.
Y'all going to get up off of him, okay? All right? Okay? It's him. It's him, all right?
Did he do the sculpting?
He said that he had a say in it.
Oh.
Okay? Now, all right? Y'all get up off of him. Make fun of him, but don't be putting his face on that damn face on everything. All right? Because when you put on the wedding picture with him and Gabby, you don't went too damn far. All right? I saw this picture this morning. Him and Gabby had a beautiful wedding. Beautiful wedding, and the picture, beautiful couple, beautiful, beautiful couple. And I see this morning they done put the statue face on his wedding picture.
Well, why not? If the statue's so great, then put it everywhere.
Why'd you do it yesterday then? Or the day before yesterday? When it came, because they revealed it yesterday. Why ain't nobody ever think of that?
I don't know what you mean.
Why y'all messing with that man?
Because the statue's terrible.
No, it's not. It is not. It is not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
The funniest thing is everybody without a statue is making the most fun. I don't see no other statue people saying nothing.
I don't know. If I don't have a statue, I can't make fun of it?
I didn't say that. I said I ain't seen nobody with a statue make fun of it yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, if Shaq come out or Kobe or Ronaldo.
Well, Kobe's dead.
You ever cut out? I mean, not Kobe. But you remember the Ronaldo?
Yeah, it's awful.
If that comes.
It's like the worst statue
Ronaldo
ever.
Ronaldo say anything?
I don't know. I haven't checked in with Ronaldo's thoughts
on this.
Exactly. But I don't have to know that much about statues.
It looks like him.
It
looks like him. The pose is my house.
The pose
is my house.
I think all of it.
Okay,
they got the jersey number.
But this is what you got to look at.
It's the face.
Because the face ain't the face. It ain't D Wade resting face. It's Dwayne Wade saying, "This is my house."
I know the problem is, though, they have a picture of him doing that. Like,
yeah, it looks
when
like
he, remember when he did that?
Yeah.
The picture? They have that, and they put it right next to the statue, and it doesn't look like
it. Yeah, it does. You can tell. You can't tell that is.
Are you. Now, let me.
It's kind of like the guy from Goonies.
What's really going on here?
What?
Like, are you buddies with the statue maker, or what's going on
No, man, you know how I feel
no
about it.
No one's making fun of Dwayne Wade.
No, but it's his moment. It's his moment. This man getting a statue revealed, and when they open that thing up, and he looks over at Zaire, it's like, the hell is that? Because you
did
know,
wrong face.
Especially today, in today's day and age, D-Wade, you know, he's about to get cooked.
but it's like Dwayne didn't do anything wrong, though.
I know.
Like, Dwayne didn't do anything wrong. I'm not cooking Dwayne Wade.
But that's how it looks.
I'm cooking the statue maker.
But why do they keep hiring this guy?
I don't know.
That's the guy who messed up Kobe's. That's what I'm saying.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the same guy that messed up Kobe's.
They need to hire the people that do the Canton ones.
Yes.
The NFL.
Whoever did Ed Reed's,
it's perfect.
Hire him.
All of them, though.
Hire
him. Every single year when they get all the busts that go into Canton, they're perfect. They look just like the NFL Hall of Famers that they're inducting. And then his face is all big.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
It's him. He's in game mode of, this is my house.
You know who it kind of looks like?
Oh, Lord.
It looks like Hugh.
No, it does not.
It does.
I mean,
it looks like Hugh when Hugh shaves. That's what it looks like. You know, like every once in a while, like twice a year, Hugh would show up on Monday randomly and have shaved.
I'm looking at his reaction then. I'm looking at Zaire. He's trying to look at him like. He look at him like dad. But look, he's shaking his head.
No, they got the jaw all big.
I'm looking at the picture with him and his son. And he's looking at his dad, he's smiling, I'm proud of you, and everything. And Dwayne Wade looks back at him and gives him a look, and he just busts out laughing. So that's a combination between you and your kid. Because he know that damn statue ragged his head.
Yeah, it's a bad statue.
Ain't like, damn,
it's
dad.
It's a bad statue. But you know what?
He's shaking his head.
A bad statue is better than no statue.
I know!
I think that's your point.
Yeah.
He has a statue commemorating his greatness in front of the arena.
Yeah, man.
Maybe they can, like, try again. Like, can you... you know, get like a little sander and a
didn't
chisel.
They fixed Ronaldo's face, didn't they?
I don't know.
I thought he fixed his face.
I hope that statue's not just out there.
I thought they fixed his face.
That's a nightmare.
But then they fixed the Kobe one.
They did.
They fixed the Kobe one. But yeah, I'm just like, believe. And that's the disturbing part, because he didn't say nothing. He's shaking his head like, and it, but it's
right, you, yeah.
Oh my
you
God.
Have to be thankful.
I can't believe this moment.
That,
I'm getting a statue, and then your son looks over at you, and you look at your son. And your son just busts out laughing, because I'm sure there's nobody on this planet outside his wife that knows him better than his son.
Sure.
And knows his reaction every day.
He's talked to them about
it.
Yes. Like, he's not going to say anything bad about it publicly. No, he might eventually. I don't know.
That's the first time he's seen it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, they don't give you a preview?
Yeah, no. That's the first time he saw it.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
So they said he had a hand in it. What hand?
Maybe he did it. Like, maybe that's the hand that he had in it. It kind of looks like he did it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm sure doing, I'm sure that's a really hard job.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure it's really hard to make, what is it, bronze probably?
Okay.
Something like that. I mean, it's probably really hard to mold bronze and to make it look like somebody's face. But there are people that can do it.
Yeah.
Like, they got the people, again, the NFL Hall of Fame, the people at Canton are the best statue face makers.
But it's just a head. Can they do the body?
Yeah, that's true. But the body's not the problem. Like, everything else looks fine. Jersey looks good. Arms look good. He's pointing down. This is my house. All that stuff's there. It's the more of the face, really, that's the issue. That's really the problem with it. But you know what? He's got a statue.
I'll leave Dwayne alone.
Most people don't.
Don't put it on his damn wedding picture. Put it on any other picture. Don't put it on the wedding picture with him and Gabby. That's your foul.
All right. Let's get to the big story of the day.
They put it on the dude from Rocky. Throw it in the towel.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
Five claps and he gets the snap. Gonna rip it for Pitts. Caught. Kyle in stride. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. The ball got knocked loose as Pitts broke the line.
What?
I love it. Dave, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the greatest reaction, because Dave, everything, Dave's always, he's a professional play-by-play, all that, dude, analysts, everything. But he has that football day come out of him.
He reacts.
Yeah, that football
day comes
out of him, and I love it.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I love it.
You said, what was the one earlier in the year where he damn near cussed on the air?
That was against Tampa. Wasn't that the game-winning touchdown play?
Oh,
yeah.
He was so fired up.
Yeah.
He was about to cuss. Yeah, and I think we all collectively had the same reaction to the Kyle Pitts play.
Like, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing? Keep the ball tight. Get in the end zone. You just made the best play of your career.
That ain't the thing, Andy. You ain't got to keep behind tight like you were running when you were running away from him.
Yeah. Just don't hold it out behind you.
Like, what are you doing?
Or wait till you get across the line and then hold it out behind you.
Yeah, man.
Thank goodness for limited angles. I don't know how they didn't have that angle. Whatever. Don't care. Happy it worked out for us, because had they had the goal line angle of that one, it looked like that ball came out
before he got into the goal line.
But you know what? They didn't have the angle, so it was a touchdown, and that's that.
That's most important.
The Falcons ended up needing every single one of those points and all of the points that they scored, because in the fourth quarter, they did what teams do, I guess, when they're leading, and they went to the prevent and gave up quite a few yards and quite a few points.
Yep.
And Baker had the ball with a chance to win the game at the very end, and luckily he didn't.
Yeah, but
again, there's a lot of like, good thing that didn't go the other way.
You know, we talked about the fumble in the end zone. I mean,
yeah, good thing that didn't go the other way.
The bad way.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it's you never complain in a win. You always just try to nitpick and fix things when you win a football game, and that's what I'm going to.
I'm not complaining about the win.
No, but
of course not.
You're talking about the
details.
You know what? I woke up this morning thinking about Andy. I was about the detail, the same detail you're talking about, but because we talk about it all week, every week, about this team and not getting no pass rush. And the damn name that we said before we went to break last, as soon as we said his name and turned the damn mics off, a commercial came on, his ass was traded to the damn Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Josh Uche plays for the Chiefs now.
So, as soon as we just said that, they traded him.
Like, I guess let's not give any more suggestions.
I mean, but the thing about it is, this is a 7-0 football team with the best player in football, with a legit defense, with one of the best defensive players in football.
Uh-huh.
What do you go do? You go get them an offensive player, and then you go get them another pass rusher.
Yep.
All in, baby.
Now, they already
7-0. And they give him a six-round pick.
Six-round pick for Josh Uche.
Yeah.
Across him off the list.
Yep.
Falcons got to go somewhere else.
Yes.
Six-round draft pick's pretty reasonable for a guy that, you know, come in and help out. But, so he won't be a Falcon.
No.
Get somebody else.
All right. So we're back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board.
But, I mean, they got
in that same – well, I guess it was reported a couple different people had it with Uche being traded from the Patriots to the Chiefs. And again, this is like 10 minutes ago, right after Randy said his name as a possibility. Rappaport had that report. Schefter did too. Schefter was also doing an interview, and he was like, yeah, Za'Darius Smith's getting traded.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, he. I mean,
that's
it,
good.
It seemed like he's getting traded and everything like that.
Be the team that gets him.
And you know, the Uche kid, he didn't play yesterday because the anticipation of he was going to be traded.
So he
was a healthy scratch yesterday. So Darius played yesterday. And so that's what I'm saying. Is it right now? That's why when you asked, I was like, well, they're winning or they won. So is that some reason to go and blow up a situation in season because of that? I don't know. That's what usually what you see when your team is out of it.
How crazy would it be?
I don't believe that Kevin Stefanski looks at himself as a head coach and believes this team is done.
Yeah.
He looked at it now, I got this guy out of here.
Right.
And now
the issue that we had has been resolved.
The biggest issue.
And right. And you hate to say it like that because it happened because Deshaun had a knee injury, an Achilles injury, so he's out for the year because of an injury. But yeah, we talked about this last week. Like, it's not very often that an injury happens and like seemingly everybody is a little bit like, all right.
Yeah.
Even Deshaun might have been like, all right, this might be for the best.
But everybody played better.
Because he was playing, like, honestly, this is not hyperbole. He was having one of the worst quarterback seasons that any quarterback in the league has had in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, name a guy who you think is terrible. Deshaun was playing like that. And he's, you know, obviously you can't take him out because of the money. So Jameis gets in, plays one game. They win. They beat the Ravens, who are very good. And they're still 2-6.
Yes.
It's going to be a long road back.
It's a long road. But
it'd be pretty cool if they did it, though.
Yeah.
Like, if Jameis gets them hot and they're able to go on a little run, that'd be kind of fun.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Did you play this song because of the Miami Heat Harlem Shake? And I was talking about Dwayne Wade. Look at this, man. Look at that. Look at that. Look at this, man. Y'all, look at this, man.
Dude, the statue's bad. Man, it's a bad statue.
It ain't that bad.
It's pretty bad. Pretty bad. Do you think the guy that did it knew and was like, dang, no, we can't unveil it. And they're like,
know.
No, we're unveiling
it. He probably don't even know basketball.
That's true.
Yeah.
They might not even know who Dwayne Wade is. Yeah. They hired him to make a statue.
Damn.
It's not good. It's not a good statue. But you know what? Most people don't have statues. So it's better than – is having a bad statue better than not having a statue?
Hell no. I
can't hear you. You're not my
– Hell yeah. I take a bad Rangers statue out here in front of Colony Square because I got a statue. Hell yeah.
Better than no statue.
Hell yeah. I got a place for birds to poop.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a college football corner, talk about some of the big games from Saturday, start looking ahead to this week as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open. We'll get into some college football conversation in just a couple of minutes as well. Haven't really had a chance. The Falcons' big win yesterday and all the other craziness. It was just a wild Sunday in the NFL.
Man.
Like, a lot of unexpected. The whole season's been like that. Just games you didn't see going one way, went the other way, and a lot of fun. But the Falcons are 4-0 in the division and 5-3 on the season, which is great. We'll get to a college football corner in just a minute.
I think, you know, because I know we talked about the Cleveland and you know, having fun with the whole Jameis thing, but he was about to Jameis Winston that game.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And Kyle just didn't make the play. And that was just the crazy thing about it. Like,
it's an easy catch.
He threw the route to him.
It's an easy – I mean, that's a really good player.
Yes,
Kyle Hamilton, he's going to catch that ball 9 times out of 10. I don't know how he didn't catch it. He had 4 different chances to catch it.
And then the next play is bombs over Baghdad.
Yep, right from the 50-yard line.
Right from the 50-yard line. Jameis, just a dime. Just a damn dime.
But that's Jameis right there.
That's what he does.
That's Jameis right there.
Yes.
Even in his best season was also his worst season, right? He threw like 35 touchdowns and 30-something interceptions. It's amazing how – and I love it because like consistency in life is such a rare thing for some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how he's just – always Jameis,
yep.
You know, like he's had a long career now, 10 years or so, maybe even a little bit longer than that. He's been pretty much the same the whole time, really capable of excellence and really capable of craziness in a snap of a finger. Like one play.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
He says hilarious stuff. He was doing all kinds of nonsense pregame and postgame and all that kind of stuff. He makes the throw to win it right after he makes the throw to lose it. Like, I don't know. Like, it kind of, if you would have said, what's it going to look like? I don't know. They'll probably win. Jameis will probably lead them to a win and then say some weird stuff. It's exactly what happened. He's like the most predictable, unpredictable player in the NFL, and it's the best. I love it so much.
Yeah, dog. It's pretty funny. And I'm going to sit up here because Bill's up here. They're showing the Kyle Pitts play. I don't know he's going off because Bill wanted those damn pylon cameras for years.
I didn't see that angle.
Yeah, look at that angle right there.
That angle.
Yes, right there. Now, his arm is kind of. Right there.
Yeah, that ball hasn't crossed the line.
Yeah, that ball, it ain't crossed the line.
That's a fumble.
But that's a damn problem.
That's a damn problem. I don't know why they didn't have that angle yesterday. I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah.
Because,
Ooh.
But we'll take it as an opportunity to learn and grow.
Yeah, right? How about this? That's payback for that crap call against Kyle in Kansas City.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go. A little get back.
Payback.
The universe evening itself
payback.
Out.
Payback's a dish served lukewarm.
I don't know if it has. I mean, the Bucks are like, the hell does that have to do with us?
Yeah.
We didn't foul them. That was the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And they're undefeated.
Yeah.
So
somehow
no one's got them back
somehow
yet.
Somehow it's correlated, though.
Yeah, it's Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
It's all, everything kind of comes back. Time's a flat circle and all that kind of stuff. Now, there was a lot of moments in that game yesterday. It was like, whew, good thing that went that way. Whew. Good thing that broke that way for the Falcons, which kind of is another argument in the direction of this team's different. Because how many times over the last 10 years have there really been bounces that went their way?
I got to call a timeout.
Okay.
All right. See, one of my favorite people in the world right there, Dylan Matthews.
Yeah, so everyone's here.
Yeah, everybody's here.
Because there was a big meeting at noon. So, like, I walked out of the bathroom and five people were just standing there. I was like, what are you guys, you going to jump me? What's going on?
We got to get to the college football. But my main man, Dylan. And you know how I feel about this young man.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Think he's going to be a star in his business. He has a shirt with his lady on it.
Uh-huh.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I'd do that.
But what if she made you do it?
What do you mean make?
I should say, Andy, here's a shirt. I want you to wear it.
Oh, I'd be like, sure.
No.
Let's do it.
See, I can't do that.
Because that's a cool shirt.
It's like, a beautiful shirt because she is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Most awesome.
Yeah, it says her name on it.
Yeah.
And then there's like five or six different pictures of her underneath it.
You think that he... You think he picked that out?
I don't know. Did you make that? Oh, she did. You made it. He shook his head so hard his glasses fell off. Wow, I've never seen that happen before. He literally shook his head so hard
because he know better.
His glasses fell off.
Because he know better.
So she made it.
Yeah.
Just like as a hey, here's a cool shirt to wear to remember me when. Because
yeah.
I mean, they see each other a lot.
Yeah.
Like it's not. You know.
I love it, dog.
But like, if my wife made that for like a birthday party or something like that, I'd wear it at the birthday party.
Would you wear it to work?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
That's all right.
I don't know if I would
because it's her.
I don't know if I would.
And she is freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's a
beautiful
young couple that love each other.
There we go.
All right,
that's
we're supportive of.
I would go to college now. I leave Dylan alone.
He literally shook his head so hard that his glasses fell off his head. I've never seen anyone do that before. That was amazing. That was a big time no to that one.
Hell
right,
no.
Let's get to a college football corner. I really did walk out of the bathroom during that last break, and Joe Patrick was just standing there.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing? You're in the way. Like, what are you doing? Mm-mm. I thought there was trouble brewing.
Uh-oh.
You know how Joe is.
You don't come down to Midtown for nothing.
No, you come down for a fight.
Yeah.
Sounds like the meeting was pretty good. I don't know. They'll catch us up on it later on. One of the great things about the meetings being at noon and our show being on then.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go to them.
Yeah, and we don't have to sit in there for an hour and a half.
No.
Yeah.
And then they give us the bullet points, and we go, oh,
cool. Go about our business.
Great, yeah.
Thanks.
They're not. The meetings aren't about us. They're about everybody else.
Yeah.
We're easy.
We're
easy to deal with.
We usually are, though.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so it was a fun Saturday. Obviously, it wasn't as dramatic or with the huge matchups that you'd seen in the previous few Saturdays, sort of the headliners of the year with Georgia and Texas, and then weeks before that, Georgia-Alabama and all that kind of stuff. Oregon, in their first opportunity to play as the number one ranked team in the country, beat the hell out of Illinois.
Yes, they did.
As well they should, 38-9. Oregon's
yes,
really good. So good, in fact, that Dylan Gabriel is currently the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman
Why?
Trophy.
No. I should say why.
The game against Ohio State.
But that damn Travis Hunter. Now we had like maybe about 3 hours or so layover before we got on the plane to come back to Atlanta. So I got a chance to watch most of that game, most of that Colorado game. Why is he not the front runner? I understand what Dylan Gabriel's doing.
Yeah.
Why that dude ain't the front runner?
I think two reasons.
What?
He missed a couple games, right? So he missed those last couple games, and then the biggest one, and you know why? Because he doesn't play quarterback.
I know.
Because it's a quarterback award now, which really sucks. Because Travis Hunter should be, if not number one, number two,
right.
And number one should be Ashton Jeansey from Boys Boise State. Who's the best player in the country?
Yes.
Like, I understand that his team's not number one. They almost beat the team that's number one.
Yes.
That's the only loss they have.
Yes.
They had Oregon by 10 in the fourth quarter, and Oregon made some special teams plays that got them over the hump. But, yeah, I mean, again, that you if you want to watch them play, you can. They play on not Saturdays.
Yeah, they play on Tuesdays.
They played on, they played on Friday night against UNLV and had to score late to win that game.
Yeah.
They're 6-1. They play on Friday night this week, too. You want to watch, I think, right? Don't they? Or did I get that wrong? I think they do. Yeah, they play on Friday night this week, too. So if you want to get an opportunity to see Ashton Jeanty and Boise State play, 8 o'clock, FS1, Friday night against San Diego State on the blue field at Albertson Stadium. Nobody wants to watch that.
No.
Ohio State-Penn State is the game of the week this weekend. Mm-hmm. Big noon kickoff. It's also going to have game day there. Number 4, Ohio State. Number 3, Penn State. Penn State's quarterback's hurt,
which sucks.
Their backup came in and played pretty well, actually, on the road at Wisconsin, which is a tough place to play. They scored 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter and won. Ohio State did not look good against Nebraska.
I tell you this. Like, I think if you talk about talent for talent, man for man, Ohio State is right all the way up there.
Mm-hmm.
But their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he put up good numbers, but is he that good to elevate that talent even more?
No, I don't. It's so hard to say because he played really good in that Oregon game until it mattered most.
Yeah.
And then he brain farted and just looked like the moment was too big for him.
I just don't know about that guy. Man.
And similarly on Saturday, like he just didn't play great for the majority of the game. But then when they needed the drive at the end to win, they went down the field, I think, like 8 plays, 75 yards. It was the best drive they had all day. He was making big throws, and he threw 3 touchdowns, only had 3 incompletions. But if you watch the game or the highlights of it, you see that he had some rough moments as well.
I have a question, and I'll go back to Texas. Did Texas almost let Georgia beat them twice?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Now, I also do want to give Vanderbilt credit.
But then I was going to go back to that. Yeah. But how much of that was Vanderbilt?
Diego Pavia he's a headache.
What year is he?
I think he's a senior.
He's a senior this year? Okay.
Yeah, he's transferred in.
Has he got a COVID year?
Maybe. He probably does.
Yeah.
He probably does. But no, that guy's just a freaking headache, man.
Yeah.
Texas just couldn't get out of their own way in that game. They just kept making dumb mistakes. But they won. They went on the road and won. So, that's what matters. Yeah. They're 7-1 sitting there.
I saw Miami just straight up embarrassed.
I thought it was going to be worse.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
36-14 is a lot.
Just straight up embarrassed.
I thought it was going to be like 56-14.
Just straight up embarrassed.
With what Florida State is right now. Yeah. Florida State's a disaster.
I saw they lost. They had one of the top recruiting classes, and now they lost everybody.
Yeah, why would they go?
Why would anybody go?
Yeah, why would you go, given what's happened? That Texas A&M LSU game was the game of the weekend, and it almost felt like two games. Like, LSU had the game seemingly in hand. I don't want to say in hand, but they were playing the way that they wanted to play it. And then Nussmeier throws a bad pick midway through the third quarter. They're up 10 at that point. And then Texas A&M puts in their backup quarterback and doesn't look back. They scored 31 points in, 15 minutes.
Yep.
it was crazy.
I go back to, and Bo, you obviously he feels this way. Is Brian Kelly, is he going to be there after this year? To me, obviously the money part about it is the money part about it. To me, he just seemed like, damn, I don't want to be here. Maybe this is a mistake. I don't know what it is, but I think, and I won't say they're two times, because I always put LSU in certain categories as far as the talent ability. We know they're going to have receivers.
Yeah, Kyron Lacy's amazing.
We know they're going to have damn receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the defenders that LSU has?
I don't know.
LSU always had some funk on defense. Corners, safeties, everything. They just don't have that no more.
No, they don't. And they haven't for a couple years.
Yeah, they just don't have
They're better this year defensively than they were last year.
They were awful last year.
Last year was so bad. They're better because they've got some better guys. But, they put in their running quarterback. When they do that,
zone read.
That read and go thing.
Yeah.
He keeps that ball in there for a long time.
But the best one, but the best ones do.
Yeah.
The best ones do. That you hold that damn ball and fake as long as possible.
He on a couple of them, he held the fake until the running back got hit.
Yes.
And then he pulled it and he gets around the end and he's scoring touchdowns. LSU was not ready for that for that substitution.
That's the best time when you can hold that. That's why you hold it.
Yeah.
And you let the running back get hit.
You did.
And then you pull it.
He's riding the running back until the linebacker comes and hits him.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, cool, thanks. You hit the wrong guy.
Yeah.
3 touchdowns and that was crazy. The game was going exactly how LSU wanted it to go, and then it was not. 38-23. A&M's the only undefeated team in conference. I know they're 7-1, they lost a game, but 5-0 in the SEC, the only undefeated team in conference.
That man can coach, and I like his comments after the game.
Yeah.
A fake program. Yeah. It's a real program.
Yeah, so what? So, cool, we won a game. We're supposed to win games. Yes. We're going to go win some more games.
I like
They might be.
I like
Texas and Texas A&M might both be 10-1 when they play.
I like him.
End of the year. No, Elko's a really good coach. Yeah. It feels like a lot of schools have made really good hires the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's a damn good football
player. He's perfect for there.
Because, you know, the talent, I don't think, we know a lot of kids left A&M. But there was a lot of talent there when he got there.
And they kept a lot of the guys on the D-line.
Yes.
And those guys just go win them games. They're good. They're a really good team. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up here on a Victory Monday. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, we'll do our best to answer it. Only one phone line available, but you can jump on hold if you would like to at 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mason in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Mason.
Hey, Randy, I'm glad to hear your voice. No duty. I'm glad you had a safe trip. I'm sure you put the fear of God in them sharks in that water. They knew you were born hard, so... I ain't a fool with you, but I got a question. I've never heard a good answer to it, so I'm curious what your answer is specifically.
I can't hear you,
Mason,
man. Are you on like a Bluetooth or something?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. So during your NFL and college career, what's the biggest difference in coaching styles? How do you talk to 18 to 25 year old men versus 20-year-old to 40-year-old men? Like, how do you vary that in NFL?
Thanks, Mason.
Well, I think it's different now. It's different now.
You don't know.
You don't know. I mean, I can tell you when I was there. You know, if coach yelled at you, you didn't quit, or you didn't leave, or you get your feelings hurt and walk off the field and everything like that. In the NFL, I think it just varies on coaches. You know, I've never been cursed by a coach. Now, I've gotten to a cursing match with a coach, but never been dog cursed by a coach or anything like that. But I think it's just different brand. Coaches have different brands of coaching. But I can tell you about the difference between college when I played now and then. Yeah, my coach can get on our ass and everything like that, not have to worry about, you got mad at me, or your mama calling me, talking about, what did you say to my son type crap. So, there.
Yeah, come on,
man. It's so different.
And we don't have to do that right now.
We don't have to do that.
You can let them be coached.
You can let them be.
It'll be
so good for them if you just let your coaches coach your kids.
Whether you baby them or not, life's hard. So wouldn't it be good if they learned that?
To deal with
adversity?
Eventually, they're going to be on
their own. Eventually, you're going to get to a point where you have to deal with something like that. And if you don't know how, it's going to suck when you're 43. I want to ask one. Like, how is it different just in terms of, like, when you're a pro, you're a pro. Everything's on you. You're expected. You got to be here at this time. No one's telling you what to do. You got to do that. When you're in college, how much more how much more built-in structure to help?
It's a whole lot.
Stuff?
I mean, because as an athlete, your day is usually you got workouts in the morning, class, practice, study hall, free time. That's how it usually goes. And so it's still pretty much structured from a certain standpoint where you know you got to do this.
Right.
But is there like somebody holding your hand to do it? No, you just better have your ass there, you know.
Right, but like if you're not in class, they'll know.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah,
they got them dudes.
There's somebody there.
Yeah, Coach Casey, you should be sitting in the damn bushes with that hot ass Tommy Hilfiger khaki jacket on with a book bag and a hat.
I remember those
sitting on the bleacher.
I wanted one of those so bad.
Sitting on a bleacher
with the little the button at the top.
Coach, it'd be hot as hell. Coach Casey be out there with jeans on, boots, jacket, flannel, and a hat.
It's a good outfit.
Sitting there.
All right. Money is in Jackson. Hey, Money.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. My name is Lonnie, though.
Oh, sorry. Blame babe.
You good. I got two questions. Hey, Randy, how was them yams out there when you went on vacation? That's my first question.
Oh.
And my second question is, Randy, you play football, you know, professional. Is it anything the Falcons can do to scheme some, you know, pressure on the defense, or is it just the players? It ain't no scheme we can run to get no sacks.
Probably. That's what I'm saying.
I think they're trying.
They're just not getting home. I mean, it's always one of the things where, I mean, you can bring as much, but they can't go home. Because the thing with the blitz is you still need help from up front to get the blitz. You know what I'm saying? You still got to get guys to figure out a way to get some pressure so this guy who's blitzing off the slot or blitzing from wherever he's coming from to get there. Is it timing up? Are they timing it right? Like, I don't understand it because they're not threatening anybody. It's not threatening.
Even teams that are terrible at pass rush. End up with like one or two a game.
Yeah.
Like the quarterback
trips. You fall into a sack.
Or something, you know?
You fall into a sack.
That's what's crazy about it is like obviously they're bad at getting to the quarterback. But like no little helper things are happening either. Like Baker doesn't just trip.
Yeah.
Step on his foot.
Like something.
Geno got his foot stepped on fourth and goal yesterday. Fell back. They sacked him.
Yeah. Like something.
It doesn't. Yeah. Not only are they bad, but they don't get good luck either.
There's some beautiful, beautiful Polynesian women over there. Beautiful, lovely ladies. So nice. So nice. Think Moana, because that's what all of them look like.
Yeah.
Think Moana. I had to get on Moana Air with that damn plane, that propeller. I was like, oh, hell. Am I going to get on this damn plane? It's like a 40-minute flight from Tahiti to Bora Bora. I was like.
How many people are on that flight?
There's like 20 people. But hold on, Bunk. No, I'm sorry. It's 25, 30 people, right?
It's a small plane.
But the thing about it was like one of the planes where it's like a shared Uber ride.
Okay. Right?
So we land, and like I was like, why are these people getting off? Oh, we're about to take them to the other island.
Oh, they're going someplace else. This isn't their stop.
I was like, hold on, dog. What the hell, my wife, what you got me on?
I met a guy yesterday at the watch party, the Hammerheads, named Keith, who is a pilot and just bought a plane. And he was like, hey, if you guys, I know you guys go up to Asheville all the time. Right. If you ever want to ride up there.
Dude.
I was like, thank you. I'm probably not going to get in a small plane.
Dude, that's like flying private, Buck.
I think you're thinking of like a different kind of plane.
Oh, what kind of plane?
It's not like a, we're not talking about
A crop duster?
Yeah, kind of like, it's small. It's four seats. We're not talking about like a Cessna, you know? We're not talking about like one of those nice little private things with the leather back there. I think I'd be sitting right up there next to him. I'd be the co-pilot in that situation. Hey, can you read that? Read that dial. I don't know what any of this means. Get me out of here. Yeah, no, I'm probably not going to take him up on that. But it's very nice to offer.
Yeah.
Brandon is in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Brandon.
Time. Welcome back, Randy.
Thank you.
My question is for you, just for both of you guys. I was looking at myself. I have so many scars on my body. I was wondering if you can point out a scar. Where is that on your body? And what do to get that scar? So
all right, Brandon.
Hang up and listen, guys. Appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you, Brandon.
You want me to look at my scars?
You got some scars over there?
Everywhere.
Inside and out.
Yeah, man. We don't have to talk about the emotional.
I'm a scrubbed
up dude over here, man.
Yeah, I got a lot of scars.
From incisions, from bones sticking out.
Yeah. I got one that's not a scar yet, but it's going to be pretty soon. My wife tried to chop my leg off the other day with a carload full of beadboard. She had about 8 sheets of beadboard in the back of the car. And I didn't know that when I opened the back, they were going to come sliding out like that. Boom, right into my ankle. Very painful. But we're all right.
Is it y'all all right? Or you in the ankle all right?
Well, she didn't do it on purpose.
That's
I don't think she set me up to try to cut my foot off.
Because when you said,
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. Here, you can see it. There it is.
Oh, yeah, it looks pretty bad right there.
Yeah, that was a week and a half ago.
Yeah, so that looked pretty bad.
It was
right
pretty
there.
Bad when it happened. There was a lot of blood. But,
we
stopped bleeding. We're fine.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Because, like you said, we're all right.
But you know what she said, though?
What's that?
Her reaction to all of this happening was, you know, I think we really do need a truck. And I was like, that's right.
What kind of truck?
Yeah, any truck. I want like an old, not that old, like 80s.
Yeah, you want the Bronco.
Pickup truck. Well, I want a Bronco, but that's different. I want like an old school pickup truck.
You want a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Stuff like
you
that.
You can find one of them.
Yeah, you can.
Get you one.
I know. There, oh. There it is.
Yeah. Oh, get you one.
Well, I mean, you know, it's there's like a little bit more from there to there, but yeah, like it seems like we're headed in that direction.
Get you a Oh, my muscle will be cursed. Get
yeah,
you, get
but
the truck.
I don't want one that's going to just break down.
Nobody wants a truck that's going to break down.
Well, so you got to pay a little bit of money for one that's not going to break down. Not that much money. We're getting there.
That's what I'm saying.
Contract's up in December.
You good.
We got contract negotiations coming up. We'll maybe throw that in there.
Your damn truck.
What do I want? A pair of Jordans?
Yeah.
Give me a pair of Jordans and an old truck.
I'm sure Wade Ford got the trucks back there.
They got new trucks.
So what are they going to do with the old ones?
No, I need like, I'm like old, old.
You talking about like your age old?
Yeah, like exactly. Okay. I want like a 1982 F-150.
Oh, okay.
Like that's what I want.
You want your age old.
Yeah, or like a 1978 Silverado.
Oh, I'm thinking you're talking about a 2018 or something.
No. I want a truck that's not going to pass an emissions test. That's what I want. I want an old, old truck. That's what I want. All right, Ed's in Lawrenceville. Final call.
All right, hey, gentlemen, I'll make this real quick. I got a question for Andy and one for Randy. Andy, and I'll ask them both, and then I'll get off and listen to you guys. Andy, I have been watching Big Ten football for 50 years. That boring brand of football is, you know, ingrained in my mind. So I'm wondering, how are you adjusting to, you know, watching your team in the Big Ten? And Randy, I got a theory. I want, you know, you let me know if you agree with this.
Okay.
I think the sculptor in Miami, he got three pictures of what he thought was Dwayne Wade.
Uh-huh.
But one was actually the late Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, man.
One was Lawrence Fishburne, kinda, and one was Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
And he just kind of fused them all together.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. They said that – wait. They said he had input. Now, because usually when you get a statue, I would think that you don't want to see it, the finishing product. I don't understand why you would.
I think people are going to start changing their minds.
I think people are
going
to start changing their mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't want to get surprised.
I want to see what it looks like, and then I'll act surprised when they unveil it.
I can act surprised. But I don't want to genuinely be surprised.
I want to see this thing. And Dwayne, to his credit, he was very, 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 very happy to have this statue.
Yeah, he handled it right.
But he lost it. He lost me when he looked at his boy.
Yeah, because his son had been making fun of him.
And he looked at his boy, and his boy looked at him and dropped his head and started laughing.
Yeah, because he knew. He knew.
Yeah.
As for being in the Big Ten, I don't know. I mean, the style of play for the good teams are fine. I mean, we suck. I don't like that. Right. I don't like that we're getting smoked every weekend by, like, Indiana and Iowa. But we got a classic Big Ten matchup on Saturday night,
baby.
Randy. USC and Washington.
There we go, baby.
Whoever loses is under 500.
Where's it at?
Seattle. Look. It's in Seattle.
There we go.
Yeah, we suck. We're not good. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day, everybody have a shoe.
Kirk Cousins writes his pregame speeches on a napkin. And Andy wants a truck that doesn't pass emissions.
I do. I want a nice old loud truck that I want. You can smell me coming. It's better to have a bad statue than no statue at all.
It is.
Most quarterbacks fall bad.
They do.
And Dwayne Wade needs a new face.
No. Statue. All right. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.